What are hallmarks or signs or markers of stream entry? Is this a realistic goal for a modern layperson? Understanding we hold goal lightly. Yeah, absolutely. It's more than a realistic goal. It's an appropriate goal. It's a proper goal. If you're going to have a goal in life, this is the one to have. The most common hallmark or sign or marker of stream entry is confirmed innocence, confirmed confidence, confirmed faith, so like a very firm faith in the Buddha, a firm faith in the Dhamma, a firm faith in the Sangha, and a natural adherence to the virtue that is praised by the noble ones, such as the five precepts, and that is harmless and leading to concentration. So it's like those. That's not so difficult. It's not so far away. The things that have to be dealt with or relinquished to realize stream entry. The first is, say, identity view. So that creating the identity, the me, the I, the me, the mine, around this body and this mind. Sort of, it's that being able to see through or see clearly that it's never going to be self. It's just, it's a force of nature that one has no real control over. One has to follow those conditions in nature. So that sense of identity view. And then the attachment to precepts and practices is a way of translating it. But what it means is, it doesn't mean there's no, you don't have to bother with precepts or practices. What it means is that one has the view that if I only just keep this set of precepts, then that's going to purify me. Or if I only just do this practice, it's going to purify me. If I just watch my breath long enough, I'm going to be purified and liberated. Again, there are these precepts and practices, but they have to be held in the right way. They're tools that we have to learn how to use skillfully, so that the clarification of how to use those tools skillfully is a hallmark of a stream enterer. And then the last one is skeptical doubt, just being plagued by the doubt of is this, was the Buddha really enlightened? Are the teachings actually beneficial? Is there something else that I should be doing? Can I even do this? All of those kind of skeptical doubts, those are resolved in stream entering. There's a very beautiful teaching. I think Sariputta gives the teaching, and he's asked, what are the conditions for stream entry? What are conditioning factors for stream entry? And he gives four conditions for the realization of stream entry. Two are external and two are internal. First is association with wise people. And the second is hearing the Dhamma, hearing the true Dhamma. So that association with those who are wise, good beings, and then that hearing the teachings, hearing the Dhamma, hearing the explanations what the true teachings are, or the true Dhamma is. So those are external conditions. Two internal conditions are something I mentioned the other day, is one, yoniso manasikara, wise attention. So that wise attention, skillful reflection, appropriate attention. Those are all translations of this term. Attention that goes to the root of things. Knowing how to and training oneself in directing one's attention in a skillful way. And the last one is in Pali, is Dhammanudhamma Patibhadha. Practicing Dhamma in accordance with Dhamma, which is an interesting reflection, because, you know, oftentimes we practice Dhamma in accordance with our views and opinions, or we practice Dhamma in accordance with our preferences and our laziness, or we practice Dhamma in accordance with what we think somebody else thinks that we should be doing, and all of those permutations. And that, you know, practicing Dhamma in accordance with Dhamma is sort of really tuning in to, well, what's the essence of the Dhamma? What's the Buddha really wanting us to do? Another explanation of that, or another way of looking at that little phrase, because anu means like following, and one way is like learning how to put the little dhammas in the big dhammas. So practicing so that one's building the foundations of practice, so that it's leading to things which are more refined, more clear, more conducive to the goal that we're seeking. And as I said, it's a very practical goal, and it's not beyond the capability of anybody. And certainly in the Buddha's time, many, 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 many of the lay community were stream enterers, were once returners, non-returners. But mostly in terms of each level of refinement, it starts to get a bit more selective. But stream entry is a very accessible, and it's something to just set as a goal in practice. I mean, don't torture yourself with it. Don't create a lot of suffering and judgment around it, but just to take it in that this is possible. The Buddha's teachings are a valid way of freeing the heart and realizing for oneself that suffering